It's not gonna do us any good. Mm-hmm. All those amazing melanated streamers, and we're just talking about boring tech and gaming news. Heavy on the tech today.
Mm-hmm. Heavy on tech.
Heavy on tech. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Mark Summers, Major Linux, twitch.tv/Major Linux. It's time once again for another episode of Tech Talk Thursdays. Of course, I'm joined this week and every week by Kevin Kev. It's your boy Kev in the building.
What's up? What's good, everybody?
And unfortunately, for the second week in a row, starting another streak of not being here, it's Cinziac East Coast Merge.
Mm-hmm.
It's out gallivanting the streets, the highways and byways, and the skyways, I guess. Oh, yeah. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I don't know where he is.
Wherever Sin is having an amazing time doing it.
Indeed. So yeah, as I was saying before, look, it's going to be a short show. We might hit another record-breaking short show.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just the two of us. There are five stories.
Oh.
Five stories.
Oh.
Mainly because it was April Fool's Day, so I feel like everybody shut the fuck down.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I'm gonna take a look. I'm gonna look at what's being talked about now on my RSS feed. Right. Let's just see. Yeah, I'm not seeing much. Oh, ooh. Well, I see that. One article is going to be making it to our in memoriam at the end of the month. I'll say it now, but I'll repeat it before. Apple has apparently laid off 700 plus people. I'll say 600 plus because I'm seeing a 600 plus and a 700 plus. I'll go with the lower and just assume plus will cover 700. Apple lays off 600 plus employees after canceling car project.
Damn.
Well, that starts off our tech news. It's a sad thing. But I don't know. This might be sadder. Because AT&T has leaked nearly 70 million social security numbers. But what gets me, though, is that in the 2 weeks that people have known about it, AT&T was like, nah, it ain't us. That ain't us.
Mm-mm.
I don't know what you're talking about. It ain't us. It may be somebody we work with, but it ain't us. Oh, shit. Oh, it is. Oh, excuse me. Hello? Oh, it is us.
Mm-hmm.
So we should have did something 2 weeks ago. So we're going to be letting people know shortly if their data has been leaked by this thing.
Yeah. It's gonna be weird opening up that letter and trying to explain that to my mama, being like, now who did what now?
Look, I thought I was in the clear until they said 2019. I'm like, damn.
It's like, damn, couldn't get Google Fiber soon enough.
Just couldn't. They wouldn't come to my old house, and I had to wait 3 years in my new house.
Damn. Let me go ahead and check that experience real quick.
I mean, I can check it now.
Equifax.
I can check it now. But if they want to steal this,
I mean, I ain't got nothing for you.
I ain't got nothing but debt, my dog.
I mean,
what credit card you gonna open?
You gonna look at mine and be like, yeah, lot there, dog. You ain't got. Let me put something in yours.
Yeah, like look. If you want to help me,
dog, I'm gonna put some money in you.
Appreciate it, my God. Thank you.
The way I looked at yours, man. Let me go ahead and give you $50.
Dude, you don't even know. You don't cause, even cause know. That's gas, feel, my guy.
I feel sorry for you, brother. Yeah, I'm gonna take some of this money from somebody else and give it to you,
baby. Oh, appreciate it. Thank you. Look, I know they ain't in the 1%, but somebody up there who's benefiting off of worker exploitation got to have AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
Just distribute it. Distribute the wealth. That's all I'm asking.
Mm-hmm.
Just distribute it.
Mm-hmm. Like all these, like I say, they love the leak stuff, but they won't conveniently lose people's like termination notices.
Mm-hmm.
They won't lose the service cutoff papers. Oh, dates.
Oh, you know what I found extremely fucked up? Speaking of that shit, they still gave me another bill. And I'm like, the fuck?
I don't owe y'all no more money.
I don't owe you shit. So I contacted tech support. They're like, yeah, because you deactivated at a certain time, they still sent a bill out. I'm like, bro, you sent it to me digitally. Like, I feel like you could have just hit a button and the email stopped.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about like, oh, they'll send you a credit. So I was like, so what you mean to tell me is I don't have to worry about this email? He's like, no, you don't have to worry about that. All right, bet, because I won't.
I don't owe you nothing but two middle fingers.
Oh, here they go. Why should I get flagged somewhere? So, just somewhere at some place. It's like this five frames of middle finger.
Uh-huh.
See, the word index fingers. It's AI. It's AI messing with you. It was putting fingers where they didn't go.
Mm-hmm. If you seen bird fingers, you didn't. That was AI.
Yep.
AI did it.
Frame generation is what it was.
Deepfake.
Look, it's the RTX, is that DLSS frame generation? You don't know.
Mm-hmm. You ain't seen nothing. Deepfakes. Deepfakes is out here. Generative AI is the problem.
Well, funny you mentioned AI. That's all we've been talking about for like past 30 seconds. Jon Stewart shows the AI segment that Apple didn't want us to see. For those who don't remember, Jon Stewart and Apple parted ways around October of 2023. I know that because that was around the time we started this website.
Yeah.
Well, Hobby, cover your ears, cover your eyes. Just leave the stream open, but walk into another room. We need the views.
Yeah, we need
the views. We need the views, so just like leave the room for a bit.
Yeah, just cover your eyes a little bit.
But yeah, back in October 2023, it's either October or November 2023, Jon Stewart and Apple parted ways due to some creative differences. Two notable things that they had split on or having some difficulties on. We're talking about China and AI. So this past Monday, we got the AI segment. And boy, it did not look great for Apple. But not only that, we only heard that it was just like topics he wanted to cover on the show. We ain't hear nothing about the podcast. And this is where the FTC chair, Lina Khan, comes in, who was supposed to be on a pot on the complimentary, like the supplementary podcast. Apple said that they did not want her to be on his podcast. Kev is so mind blown by this. His mic was muted.
No, it was. I was just like, wow.
He did not pick up.
It was so. I was so shocked, and it was so low. The mic couldn't register. The shook that I was.
So yeah, the first part of the episode was Jon Stewart talking about AI, and pretty much, you know, approaching it from the tech bro or the tech CEO way of it, of, oh yes, AI is going to change our lives fundamentally for the better. It'll give us more time to do things, as it does all the menial tasks. You know, just like with every movie and TV show you see with AI, where it's like, hey, we can do other things because our robot is doing things, like with a Rosie from the Jetsons and some shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What they don't highlight, which is what we're experiencing now, is that, sure, our lives are made easier by the AI, but at the cost of, and this is going to sound real terrible, human capital.
Mm. Mostly what happened in a lot of these futures is that humanity is bettered for, like, technology, but not at the expense of humanity.
Always. That we know of.
Right, that we know
of. It's more of an ideal, ideal, like a utopian society.
Right.
Like, again, on the Jetsons, we don't know what's on the surface of the earth.
Right.
Because all those houses and buildings are all fucking stilts.
Right. They're everything is basically above in the clouds. We don't know what, like, post-apocalyptic nuclear hellscape that lies below.
They don't tell you that.
They don't tell you that at all. They don't tell but you. If you're thinking about in the form of maybe like a Star Wars or a Star Trek, humanity is basically lives have become better to the point where, you know, technology is basically taken over, like in the form of Star Trek. You'd have replicators, you'd have, you know, interstellar travel, you know, that kind of stuff, holograms, hard light holograms in the vein of the Doctor. From Voyager. And so technology would basically make people's lives better, so they don't have much need for, like, want. There's no food shortages, there's no medicine shortages. Disease allows mankind to, you know, basically take care of humanity's basics, so that man can be able to say, okay, let me think of, now I don't have to worry about food, I don't got to worry about housing, I don't have to worry about clothing. I can focus on bettering myself and bettering other people.
But see, that's the part. Like, a lot of that stuff you mentioned was socialism, and nobody wants to touch that part. It's just rampant capitalism because, with AI.
Because yes, that's why I love this episode of TNG, where they're like, they found like three humans from, like, quote unquote, our time in like a satellite, cryogenically frozen. And they were frozen because they had like bad diseases that couldn't be cured in the time in their time. Let's say like 21st century. 20th century. So 20th century happens. They go in there, I think it's like 26th century, 28th century. And so now humanity is like, oh yeah, we cured all that. But that he was trying to have a heart attack, he's not having a heart attack anymore. We cured all that. We've solved all that. And so now it's them being like, okay, what do we do now? And one man is like rampant capitalist. And his whole thing is like, well, what do I do now that money has no, you know, money holds no thing to me. And then Picard just says, motherfucker, live. Just live. Go on a cruise. See the world. Eat in the morning. Take a nap. You know, you don't got to do nothing. You don't have to worry about anything. Because everything is covered for you. You just don't have access to the, you know, rampant amounts, like the, you know, rampant amounts of wealth. And wealth is not, you know, you don't have to worry about trying to get an extra million or 10,000. You know, you can just worry about yourself. And that's what technology has done. The problem is, it's not feasible now because of rampant, you know, capitalism and greed and corporate greed. Because we can focus on that kind of stuff. And it's like, yes, let's get robots and technology and AI, but in order for us to make rampant amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, but at some point, that's going to be like, okay, where's that going to go? Is that going to buy you a new ecosystem? Is that going to buy you clean water?
Well, that's what the promise are. That's what the CEOs are promising us.
Right.
Oh, the AI can solve climate change. It can solve medical diseases.
But you got to believe in climate change to for it to work.
Well, it's not to say that they don't. It's not to say that those folks don't. And I am still going to fault the CEOs. Right. The Microsoft, OpenAI, Google, right. What have you, for putting this out there. But it's all the other CEOs that are using AI to just turn record profits,
mm-hmm.
at the expense of their employees. Where it's like, we are not creating a utopian society. We're creating this dystopian society because of the fact that capitalism exists. Like, right. This would not bother me as much if universal healthcare was a thing. This would not bother me right. as much if universal basic income was a thing.
Right.
Like, unless right. the needs of the people are being met, unless there's guaranteed housing,
mm-hmm.
this shit is horrible.
Right, yeah.
Like, I can, like, I'm not going to argue the fact that AI has not been useful to me. To yeah. society, but when it's being used in companies, when it's being used in corporations to sit there and generate massive amounts of profit, when it's being used to steal mm-hmm. from other people because they don't want to pay people for the work that they're doing,
right?
That's where I see that there's a huge problem.
Indeed. Because for every a Star Trek, there is a Chappie, there is an Elysium, and there is a RoboCop.
I mean, I'd even say fucking Star Wars.
There is a Star Wars.
Not everybody living that great life.
I mean, the literal Trade Federation. That's all I can say. The Separatists. Roger, roger.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It went from corporate... Went from capitalism to fascism real quick.
It was like yo, we gotta dispute on like trade, and then we're gonna do a blockade, and then we're gonna send like our droid army to handle it. Woo.
So yeah, that was the first part. He was talking about AI. The second part, he brought in FTC chair Lina Khan to talk about just what the FTC is up to, what they're doing, monopolies and shit. Let's see. He talked about how Facebook, when trying to go mobile, realized that they couldn't do it on their own, so they bought Instagram to kind of cheat. Or the fact that, you know, in this arms race to go the AI, all these big companies are buying smaller companies.
Yes.
Apple included.
Because they're not developing technology. They're going the Edison route.
Yeah.
Like, they're going like, not even really the Edison route, because the Edison at least like fostered.
No, I think like Edison was worse.
Edison was like the incubator.
He was the incubator, and then he was doing what Apple is currently doing with their own employees first. Right. where it's like, right. Hey, I'm going to incubate all your ideas. Now I'm going to take them for my own.
It's my idea. I made this.
At least no. Apple now will buy a company, but then it's a secret buy. You never know if you never know that they bought it. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, oh, we have this new technology now. Isn't it great? Mm-hmm. I did it. No, actually the team, look, Tim Apple does not steal the ideas like Steve Jobs does, or did, excuse me. Watch the whole video on that.
Hey, I'm glad you watched it. I'm glad you watched it.
Hippie and a nerd.
Mm-hmm. Hippie and a nerd. I say, when they said Bill, when they equated Bill Gates to the nerd and the hippie, I never knew Pete. I cackled for a smooth 4 minutes. A smooth 4 minutes. Because I'm like, yes.
Yeah, I can see that.
I was always more on the Bill thing of thinking of being like, yeah, oh, I'm going to make it. But I'm also going to write this down. And I'm going to bring up the ideas. See, I know you stole it, but then I stole it from you and you mad about it.
That shit was funny. That shit was funny.
You stole it from Xerox. I stole it from you.
Say something.
Because you.
Say something, dude.
Say something. Say something. I'll get Xerox on the three-way call and we're going to stomp you out.
Look.
Say something.
I can work something out with Xerox. But here, you been out for a minute, bro.
You been out here for what, 10 seconds?
No, they were first, remember?
I know.
Mac OS was out first. So I was like, look, you've been out here for a minute. I just got here. I can go over to Xerox and say, hey, you know what? Can we work something out? Look, I copied an idea.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, while we're signing this contract, you know Apple took your shit too, you know what I mean? You see that? Yeah. Looks all the same.
Don't take yours. At least I changed some of the writing. Come on now.
I changed the font.
There you go. It's cool. you were Helvetica. I was Ariel. There you go. We did that.
So yeah, during the interview, John Seward told Lina Khan, I wanted to have you on a podcast and Apple asked us not to do it. They literally said, please don't talk to her. And then when tying AI back to the segment, John had stated, they wouldn't let us do even that dumb thing we just did in the first act on AI. Like, what is that sensitivity? Why are they so afraid to even have these conversations out in the public sphere? To where FTC chair Lina Khan had responded, I think it just shows the danger of what happens when you concentrate so much power and so much decision making in a small number of companies. So Apple, who is now from reports getting into generative AI to fix Siri, which sure, it needs something. Siri needs fuck some. Shut up, Siri.
Anybody talk to you?
Yeah, it makes sense that, yeah, we don't want to talk about, you know, how a lot of these tech companies just conglomerate into each other and are just kind of running the world. Not to mention the fact that currently at this very moment, Apple is being sued by the Department of Justice for breaking the Sherman rule. That's not what it is.
Sherman Antitrust?
Huh?
Sherman Antitrust?
Oh, it is the Sherman Act?
Antitrust.
Yeah, the Sherman Antitrust Act, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Okay. Well, all I know is that they're being sued for antitrust issues.
Yeah, antitrust issues, yeah.
So Apple, they won't even be looked at like that. So I feel like this is even more spicy from John. Is it, oh, word? Oh, so Apple's being sued for antitrust issues. What if we get the chair of the FTC to come over and talk about antitrust issues? Like, so John Seward, he'll be a messy.
Yep, I see it. Like, for it says, like, just the department sues Apple for monopolizing smartphone markets. Yep. You know where I saw this from? Know where I just read this article? Read from?
No.
Press release. Know where that press release came from?
The FTC?
Nope.
The DOJ?
The DOJ. Come from the DOJ.
look, we can't give them so many props, though. Remember?
I can't give them so many props, but that was
when we talked about it 2 weeks ago. They up to some shady shit, too.
Right. I was like reading it. I was like seeing the articles, and I was like, AP, that was cool. Oh, but that comes from the DOJ, though. Let me read that.
Direct from the source.
From the source.
Tap that pay.
From the source.
All right, Hobby. If you are close to your room, you can come back. We are done talking about the Daily Show episode.
Hobby, come back.
You can blame it on me.
I was wrong, and I just can't live without you. Now, as we just sang a song, we can talk about Spotify now. Let's go.
Yes.
That's the segue. Let's go.
Spotify is raising their prices yet again in a weird way. Like, if they did it differently, I would not have batted an eye on this at all. But recently Spotify added 15 hours of audiobook playback to their subscription, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then they realized, oh wait, we could have been making money on that.
Mm-hmm.
What if we charge them an extra dollar or two after the fact?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, like, I don't know, if we are adding audiobooks, what if we just charge an extra subscription if people want to add audiobooks to their Spotify subscription?
Give people the option.
Because it seems like they're backtracking to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we'll give it to you for free. Nah, we're going to charge you for it. But look, also, we're going to create a plan that does not have audiobooks. So you mean to tell me you could have just skipped these three steps and just made one step of, here's a plan with audiobooks? Kev, why do I not have a job? It seems like being a CEO is easy as fucking shit, right?
I thought about that. I thought about the other day. I was thinking about somebody reminded me about Riccatello, right? EA, then Unity, and now where the fuck he is, I don't know.
But I hope not Noel.
Yeah, but that's the thing though. CEO, you do good, you get money. You do bad, you get money. Even if you're terrible and they fire you, you get the golden parachute. And then you go home and then you beat, like, man. And then you still do speaking intern. You still do speaking engagement.
And then you tease that you want to buy TikTok.
Yeah. And you just do whatever. Like, that's really the rub. There is no bad side of what you do. You just get a little clowned by the industry. But
you get paid so much, you don't hear it.
You don't even hear it. Like, I'm gonna say, like, Riccatello, like, really truly effed up Unity, and then left to wherever obscurity that he went to do what? I don't know. You don't know. We don't know. But I'm gonna say it. He failed at EA. He did the online passes, then went to Unity, screwed that up, left. Man, just there is no downside to your failure. You just can't do fraud. It's wild.
I mean, turning a blind eye to sexual abuse in the workplace.
Yeah. I mean, that could be whoever. Real talk.
I'm thinking about Kotick. I always have Kotick on my mind.
It could have been Yee. It could have been Eve. That's wild part.
Shit.
It could have been Gilmore. It could have been Kotick. You don't know.
I mean, it was Kotick and it was Gilmore.
Yes.
It was both of them.
You have to be specific now because Gilmore is right there.
Damn, Ubisoft was flying under the radar for a second there, wasn't it?
Right?
Only paying attention to him.
Yeah.
Everybody is focusing on Bobby Kotick right now. Well, that French with fucking Dutch.
We have to focus on our development. Development. And I'm like, but yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Like, you gotta be Pacific Ocean. who did it?
Oh boy.
Cause it could have been Bobby, could have been Yee, you know, it could have been Gilmore. You never know.
But again,
yeah,
being a CEO must be just easy as shit.
Gotta be, cause again,
oh Lord, don't look at my billing problems. Y'all know I got y'all know I got money issues. Don't front. But I am gonna close fucking Thunderbird. Y'all ain't need to see the email that literally said, "Yo, nigga, you broke. Switch his card out. We can't get shit."
Mm-hmm.
Apple will be like, "Bitch, where my money?"
Mm-hmm.
You shame if something happened to your iPhone.
They be like,
"Cause that Apple is that, like, that's the app that was the Apple that was the Apple Care." What?
I say, I would be like, I said, drop. Don't act like you forgot. Bitch, better have my money.
The sad thing is that song has a different meaning because it's Apple and not Rihanna.
Yeah.
It's like, don't drop.
Mm-hmm. Well, what you got, bitch, better have my money.
Oh, boy.
You want what's in this iCloud?
Oh, I can still get the iCloud. That one's been paid lately. This one's the Apple Care. This is like, look, don't drop.
I'd be like, that's a nice iPhone you got there. Shame something would happen if you didn't pay your Apple Care. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that sounded like a Goldblum for a minute there. Ah, aha. Dr. Ian Malcolm. Aha. I still want that pop with him in the car. With his tourniquet on the splint and shirt open.
Last bit of sad tech and gaming news. This article in and of itself is a segue. Mm-hmm. Discord is starting to run ads, even though it said it wasn't going to.
Mm-hmm.
As early as January, Discord was like, "Nope, we're not going to do ads. Don't even worry about it." But, you know, Q2 came around and was like, "Yo, shit ain't looking good."
Mm-hmm.
So they decided they're going to put some... We had discussions about that, Dodger. I'll get to that in a second. They're talking about doing sponsored quests, similar to like how Twitch does drops and bounties and shit.
Yeah,
it's like if you go do a specific thing in a game, you can get rewards, and you know, tell your friends to watch your streams in Discord. Like, who the fuck is streaming shit in Discord? I mean, I know that people are, do not get me wrong here, but streaming to the extent that they're like talking about sponsored quests for streaming to your community in Discord.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who's going that far.
I don't know about that one. I don't know.
That seems weird. It's like, yeah, this is not going to pay off the way you think it is. It's going to become annoying as shit, and people are going to want to leave. To which, where Dyer just said, time to switch to Gilded. That was one of the things I talked about, and I mentioned the article. We had talked about a myriad of different applications that we could go to, but then it's still like the Twitter situation, where it's like there are so many people who are on the platform. This has become the de facto platform for gamers and content creators. And even for Discord, it's like, hey, we're now switching over to where it's not going to be focused on games, even though these ads are literally fucking games.
Yep.
Or literally for fucking gamers. But yeah, because Discord has become the de facto platform for gamers, streamers, content creators, or just anybody to kind of communicate with each other over voice and video.
Yes.
It's going to be hard to move a community from one place to another.
Yes.
Again, as much as I hate it, we're seeing that on Twitter. Yes. I hate it about Twitter because of the fact that Twitter's become a fucking toxic neo-Nazi cesspool.
Yes.
Discord, it's an ad thing, and it's like, I'm not going to be too mad if people don't move. I don't know if I'm going to be moving. All I know is that, look, I will have access on multiple platforms, and wherever you decide to be, I will probably be there.
That's what I've always been like. Look, I am not going. I am like, look, where Twitter is has been compartmentalized into this box, and this is where it is right here. I have Blue Sky. I'm on Blue Sky. I was on Hive for a little bit. I think I'm still somewhere on Hive. Threads, Mastodon, you know, that kind of stuff. So I am where you can find me. Like, I'm there where you need me. I'm there where you can find me. Instagram, wherever, you know. I'm just not on the book face. Not in my streaming capacity. Mostly private stuff. I'm, you know, don't at me on. You find me on Facebook, you didn't. If you see me on Facebook, no, you didn't.
I might start looking just because. Don't tell me not to do something.
I will block you.
Wow, it's like that though.
It is like that.
Dale.
Yep. Just let you know.
Look, I'm not bringing any weird fuck shit. It's just the same capitalist nonsense that I always bring.
Still blocking you.
Oh, come on, man.
Yep, I'm blocking you on the book phase. Yep. But yeah, funny enough, I had a funny Twitter story. It was hilarious. You know, like people always do, like the thing, like, hey guys, you know, hey guys, did you ever have blank growing up, or did you ever did this or did that? And people quote tweeted and be like, yeah, I've had that, or yeah, I've done that. I did that with somebody had like, hey, tomato sandwiches, and I was like, yeah, and I re-quote tweeted it, and I was like, yeah, I had them all the time. I eat them for like my lunch on the reg, and good old fashioned and good old pothead Ted. You know, like, awesome person. Pothead was like, Ted was like, I was about to interact with it until I saw that person's bio. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, oh. Thank you for telling me I will be deleting the tweet. It was like, thank you for telling me I will be deleting the tweet. And we did, like, yeah, a lot of like, yeah, definitely one of them bots of persuasion and very anti Yuki's and pro Blue Star Nation, like big ups. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna be reading the bios now. But yeah, it was one of those situations where I was like, yeah, I know this is the hellscape that where it is, but I am building the extra houses. I am building the shacks. I'm building the alternate locations where I need to be.
Did you do something from the For You page?
Where?
That's what I'm saying. Like, did you do something from the For You on Twitter?
No, somebody had quote tweeted them that I knew.
Oh.
That.
Why didn't you quote tweet the person?
No. It's like,
they were all, like, reacting to the original tweet.
Right.
Oh, right.
And so I just, and so I knew that person. I quote tweeted them. Didn't think of nothing about it. You know, Ted had read it, and Ted was like, yeah, nah, baby, this ain't it. And I was like, oh yeah, this ain't it. I would be deleting. Thank you. And I did. It was more like, yeah, because hellscape. And I'm like, yeah, it's a hellscape here. It's a hellscape. And but yeah, Twitter has just become like the place where I go to like check the devs and check on dev and dev stuff and check on my friends. But then really the place where I go for like my information and news is like Blue Sky. And then when I like want to interact with you and what you got going on and the stuff on the server, that's when I'm on Mastodon. So I'm like, all right, let me check what Major's doing. See what Major's doing. Like,
see what I'm doing. It's because it's either on Blue Sky, it's either on Mastodon.
Right.
Well, I know. I'll tell you what, it's a hierarchy, right?
Right.
Most of it is on Mastodon.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it does get filtered to Threads.
Yes.
Then stuff gets filtered to Blue Sky. But you want to know what Blue Sky's problem is and why it doesn't get as much?
Mm-hmm.
The character count.
And the character count has definitely been a problem. But I would
copy something from Threads into Blue Sky just so it can have content parity. I get caught by the character count. I said, well, shit, Blue Sky just ain't going to know shit today. They just going to be sitting there ignorant as shit. I ain't doing this. I'm not splitting this up. Mm-mm. If I had to split this up on Mastodon, I had to split shit up on Threads. Fuck if I'm splitting this up on Blue Sky.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Dorsey can keep his bullshit.
Yeah, Threads has just devolved into like, I gotta be on the following side of Threads because if I switch over to 4U, 4U thinks that all I want to see is like big curvy women. And I do, but I don't want to see it in lieu of other things that I want to see. It's like, but that's what the 4U is on for. It's basically saying like, you like big curvy women here. And I'm like, yeah, but I kind of want to see what my people are talking about. Could you move them over to the side real quick, Kev, so I can see that?
Kev, this is what I need you to do for me. When you're on Threads, tell people to activate the post to the Fediverse or whatever the setting is. Mm-hmm. Tell them to turn it on.
Okay.
And then follow those Threads accounts on Mastodon.
I got you.
Major Linux at threads.net is on Mastodon.
I got you.
Look, I know there's been like a huge debates about Threads federating with ActivityPub, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the thing was, okay, the people who are complaining about it are complaining in such a way that what they are trying to do would not solve the problem. Like, they would have to block their posts from literally everybody seeing it in order for Meta to not see it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, at that point, it's whatever. I do not care.
Right.
And I know I've talked to the folks on my server. They don't care either that we federated. So I'm leaving it at that.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is that now that I can see Threads post, I can see threads.net post on the ActivityPub, I can use Threads less and less. Because I necessarily don't care to post the Threads like that. I mean, I might, maybe, who knows? But honestly, it's a thing where if I can just use Mastodon more and still see people from a different network posting and I can still interact with it, I'd rather do that.
Right.
I'd rather do that. Threads is still going to be like, hey, look at how many active users we got. Well, fuck, this active user went back to Mastodon because you decided to federate.
Mm-hmm.
Now you don't have anybody over on Threads like that. Or maybe you will. I don't know. I don't care.
Right. Now, I don't know if you saw, Major, I don't know if you saw this, but did you see there was an article that I read, I think it was on Blue Sky, where like True Social is just a...
Oh, yeah. We know.
Okay. Okay. Know. Okay.
I contribute when I can. Obviously, I can't now because Patreon keeps reminding me. I contribute to Mastodon through Patreon. So I get access to the server, and I'm also in the server's owner group. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it's talked about in various places, and we knew for a while.
Yeah.
Well, we knew for a while it is a woefully out-of-date activity pub instance that we initially thought was being run on Mastodon, but it's, I think it's run on Pleroma or something like that now. Mm-hmm. But it's not federated with anything.
No.
And even if it did try to federate, I'm pretty sure that'd be the one that's like, yeah, fuck that. That is one I am definitely defederating from.
Yeah, it's like it's like that little gif of like Bugs Bunny like sawing something, and it's like sawing Florida off.
Yep.
And like, yeah, it's like sawing Florida apart and letting it drift. Like, it is just like that. It's like it's broken off, and it's its own thing. And it's like, you got it. You got it.
I would show up to Florida with a tool that would help me saw it off if that were to happen. Like, no, I am going to saw off this state.
I'd be like,
I'm creating a new tectonic plate, and it's going to be called the Florida plate.
I'd be like, I can't do that. I can't do that. Brittany from there. Brittany is there.
We'll
like,
get out. We'll get out.
Get out. Nope.
Well, Kev,
mm-hmm.
are you ready for a little bit of good news?
Yes.
Luckily, definitely. We have it in gaming.
Awesome.
Where the FGC community wants a Waffle House stage in Tekken.
They reached out to that man.
For those who are listening to the show and not watching, I am putting my fingers interlocked together to symbolize synergy, because that is my number one fighting game franchise, and Waffle House is my favorite restaurant of all time.
To quote Tito, you are a Tekken Black. the way Tito has said, like, Are you a Street Fighter Black? Or are you a Tekken Black?
I'm Tekken Black.
You Tekken Black.
I'm Tekken Black.
I was like Street Fighter Black for a little bit, but I could have been Tekken Black, but I never owned Tekken. So I had Alpha 3. So I played a lot of Alpha 3, and I was bad at it, but I still had a good time.
I've always been Tekken Black.
Yeah.
So when I saw this, I had to write about it.
Yeah.
So I want to share some things. Mm-hmm. Things that I learned about my beloved Waffle House while writing this article. And I mean, look, there are some articles I will regurgitate. There are articles I do research on. This right here is the latter. Mm-hmm. There are more Waffle Houses in Atlanta than any other state in the country or any other city in the country.
Oh, yeah.
Waffle House used to sell Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make sure we understand, it isn't they were selling Chick-fil-A sandwiches along with Chick-fil-A. Waffle House was the original seller of Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches until it started overshadowing everything on the menu. And they told homeboy, I said, no, look, start your own restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me feel good and bad. Cause like, yo, we were selling Chick-fil-A's first, but at the same time, okay, y'all sandwiches ain't that good.
Yeah.
But yes, Waffle House used to sell Chick-fil-A sandwiches. And of course, this is my favorite fact. FEMA uses, and this is documented, FEMA uses the Waffle House Index to determine how bad a natural disaster is.
Mm-hmm.
And I linked it so that when people who are reading this can pull up this article in Wikipedia that links to actual sources that back this up. This is a thing that exists.
Mm-hmm.
The levels are green, full menu. Restaurant is power and damage is minimal or absent.
Yes.
Yellow, limited menu. Power is either absent or delivered by a generator or food supplies are running low.
Yes.
Red, the restaurant is closed. Keep in mind, restaurant runs 24/7, including Christmas. So the restaurant is closed indicates severe damage or severe flooding, severe destruction to the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Which means the area around it is fucked.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And what? Mm-hmm. And Waffle House employees are pound for pound the best fighters in the fast food game.
Oh, I'm getting to that. It's the whole reason why this is here. Mm-hmm. But yeah, a Waffle House in Biloxi, Mississippi, after Hurricane Katrina.
Ain't nothing there.
Biloxi was fucked.
Ain't nothing there but the sign and some bar stools. Wow. Ain't nothing left.
This is a red. This is a code red. Biloxi is fucked here.
There is nothing left but the sign and like four bar stools. Yo.
Look, that is the all-star breakfast power of the ATL.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, here it is. If you get there and the Waffle House is closed, that's really bad. Craig Fugit, former head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA.
Yes.
You fucked.
Mm-hmm. Waffle House closed. Batten down the hatchet.
But yes.
Seek the shelter.
But as Kevin stated, Waffle House is known for one more thing. And it's the fights.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, this is one of the biggest ones.
Oh, yeah. Caught that chair in midair. Viewer discretion is advised.
Like, come on! Come on! Not even a block! She caught that shit!
Whoosh! That was a caught deflection. That was like, wow! Perfect parry, wow! And it was like,
unfortunately for that employee though, who goes by Haley B. She is no longer able to be employed at any Waffle House ever again.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't know if that's like such a detriment, but
I mean, look, if somebody out there look, I don't know what she's doing for work now, but
probably teaching self defense classes. God, don't. Like, we need you. We need you.
Perfect parry. Pop-pops will hire. They need fighters too.
They'd be like,
this is why you should talk about Fight Club. I mean, share videos of Waffle House fights.
She's working at Popeyes now. She has never been happier. That's the number two place where they fight.
But yeah, so as I was saying earlier, Tekken fans have been hitting up Harada constantly to ask for a Waffle House stage in Tekken. To our Harada, he had to ask why.
Harada was like, context?
And it was the perfect coming together of Japanese and the Southern FGC culture.
Yes.
And I would say like even the, like more specifically the Black Southern FGC culture.
Yes.
To explain to this man why this has to happen. I I would like to see it go further and see either she gets a cameo spot or at least they put like a diner outfit. Like if they can't get Waffle House, they just put like a diner outfit, like a diner server outfit in there. And mm-hmm. it'd be close to the Waffle House colors, but not quite the colors. That way you could create a character that looks like Hailey B.
Mm-hmm.
This is why the CEO of Evo needs to get the Waffle House sponsorship. Is there a Waffle House in Vegas, though? I figured that'd be like the only southern location that would have a Waffle House.
Googling it.
Of course, Harada said, like, look, thank you for explaining. Really do appreciate it. But look, just so you know, my hands are tied. Like, Waffle House may not go for it if I try to pitch it to him. And I'm like, that's cool. But at least he learned something. We're now making Waffle House fights go fucking international. Oh, the CEO is Well, Sony owns Evo now. So I don't know. Yeah. Oh, CEO. Oh, I thought you meant the CEO of Evo, not CEO and Evo. Yes. Okay. Yes, CEO. Now that's making more sense.
Oh, CEO Daytona. Hold on.
That's making more sense. Okay. Yeah. Oh, CEO should definitely get it then. I thought I thought you meant the CEO of Evo.
Oh yeah, there are a couple in Daytona Beach.
Definitely. Like, look, all you gotta do is like list a southern state and bet you we here. But yeah, Harada's like, look, I like to do it, but you know. Got to clear it through Waffle House, and it's a thing, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, all I'm saying is, again, even if he just puts like a diner stage that looks like shit's going on inside the diner while you're fighting outside the diner, and they have like a diner staff outfit that you can customize your character with. That'd be good enough for me. It doesn't have, it could be like waffle apartment, pancake apartment.
Pancake place.
Danish flat.
Waffle world.
I'm trying not to use waffle. Bear Claw Bed and Breakfast. Bear Claw Bungalow.
Belgium Bungalow. Oh.
Call it whatever the fuck you want. Mm-hmm. I just want a diner stage.
Mm-hmm.
Diner says a diner with environmental damage where chairs will be randomly thrown towards the screen out of the Waffle House once a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Pancake Shack.
Ooh, that's good. Oh, yeah.
We don't need Waffle House. We just need a diner type establishment. That's all we need.
We can make that work. Lord, I could just imagine like Leroy out there. Like Steel Strike
Pancake Palace.
Mm-hmm. Picks up his order. Come on, sugar.
Not Leroy.
Leroy and sugar.
Leroy dressed up as the chef. Let's go. Get a spatula. Do Wang Chung with a spatula.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, spatula instead of the cane.
The waffle iron. The king of waffle iron tournaments. Yes.
Yes. The king. The king of waffle iron. The King of Waffle Fest.
Kazuya turning up his latest kicks he got off iBeats. Stop! Paul and Law fighting over who paid the bill.
you see, like Kazuya and Jin. You see, like how like the game starts where it's like Bandai Namco, and then you see like the 2 feet stomp, and it's like, but what if that? But if it was like a waffle between that, stepping into it.
Just like, fighting over the waffle and shit. Like, just literally over it.
Be like, foam. Yeah. I paid last time.
The punch actually toasted. It was frozen before, but the punch toasted.
Oh, gosh.
Melts the butter.
Foam.
Again, just my two favorite brands, Waffle House and Tekken. Just synergy. I just all I want. I just want to be happy once in my life.
Be like the first. Imagine like this, like the first, 10 seconds, and then all you just see is like feet. First 10 seconds.
Kuma and Elisa taking orders in the Waffle House waitstaff outfits.
You mean the bear? You mean the bear? Like that first 10 seconds. There you go. Just be like, imagine the waffles there.
I want it so bad. I want it so bad.
That's my favorite inch. That's my favorite way to start the game. It's just them two about to punch each other. Yes. Stepping into that punch.
Yeah, Kuma will be trying to calm Paul and Law whilst Leroy is shouting from the grill for them to settle down or he'll beat their ass.
Mm-hmm. With the power of Wing Chun. Sliding sugar, an overcooked sausage.
I can't remember the Colombian fighter's name, but she's supposed to be serving the coffee, but she's too busy drinking it.
Yeah.
I feel like Nina Williams would start the fight.
Mm-hmm.
She just seems like a Karen who would do that.
I'm looking at that thing and I'm thinking like, I'm laughing at the fact that they're like step, like Kazuya is like stepping in with dress shoes.
it was after church.
Yeah. It's like
they were there in their Sunday best.
It's like you got Easter Sunday, but you also have to like defend your title of King of Iron Fist. And you gotta fight. It's like, I got church, but I also got to fight my brother in the King of Iron Fist tournament.
It's your son, but okay.
Oh, that's right, your son. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not your son, not your brother.
Your son, yeah.
Which makes it worse.
Yeah, again, as I told you, I was not attacking Black.
Volcanic parenting at its finest.
Yeah, it's like, now he's got to throw you over. Now he's got to throw you over the... over the cliff.
King will be ignoring all of them, eating 4 plates at once,
and then body slamming somebody.
I feel like Brian with all of his tattoos would be the fry cook too. Like he'd be like the second in command.
Yeah. Paul fired over the bill. It's as if Paul's hair would make it into the door.
Oh, well, I don't think he has the flat top anymore, does he?
Oh, doesn't have the flat top?
I don't think so. Oh. I think he went divorced dad just like Ken did.
Ah, okay.
Or maybe I am thinking of Ken.
Yeah, you're probably thinking of Ken.
He's got a that's right. He does. He has a Karen bob. Yeah, hold on. Yeah, this your boy. This your boy Paul now. That hair fell down.
He's got the show. He's got the show. He's got the. He's got the. I want to see your manager.
So technically, is it Paul? It's not Nina. Yeah, Nina throwing the chest. Paul is the one seeing the manager.
He's like, I need to see your manager, so I may end him.
Hey, Bob, I need to see your manager.
Oh gosh.
Well, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on how you want to look at it, that's a show.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I got that, nothing.
That we did. We killed that.
We did. Killed that. Paul will really be trying to skip out on the bill.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess we got some time to kill. I mean, unless you got somewhere to be.
I'm good for a bit.
Okay. Have you played Maniac?
I have not.
Oh. Well, I do want to give a shout out to, Pulse, No Pulse Xbox, for hooking me up with Maniac, the latest in the Vampire Survivor-like games.
Oh, okay.
That involves you being a titular maniac going on a shooting rampage.
Oh.
The gameplay is it's like the top down of like GTA's 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
But it does, and I guess because of that style, it reminds me of like when you know you're playing GTA 3 or some shit, and I'm pretty sure you do this in GTA 1 and 2 as well. Mm-hmm. But like getting a gun or hopping into a car and just going ape shit on the town.
Damn.
And trying to run up your wanted level.
Mm-hmm.
Except it doesn't stop at 5. It goes up and up and up, like bringing various states of law enforcement from regular police to FBI to maybe like the National Guard and then the actual military. And then what looks like fucking XCOM at one point, because they got laser guns and fucking spaceships. So I'm not sure if it's like the intergalactic police you just bought in.
Mm-hmm.
That game is fucking wild as shit, bro. Let me see here. My Steam is closed. Why is my Steam closed? And it's not opening. That's bizarre. Uh-oh. Oh, something broke. Let's restart Steam. Steam crashed. Trying to see how much the damn game costs, but Steam doesn't want... Well, fine. I'll just go to the website then. Oh, there it goes. What have you been playing? Oh, excuse me. This yawning is not helping anybody.
Who, me?
Yes.
I have been, speaking of like roguelite survivor games, I have been playing, Deep Rock Galactic Survivor. And I have liked that a lot. Like, I have liked it. I like it a lot. Like
that's also in the vein of a Vampire Survivor, right?
Yes, yeah, it's also in the vein of a survivor game. Yeah, it's very much based in like Deep Rock. Instead of like you having a team of four, it's just you, and you just roam around getting like you have like your little different contracts. So you like gather, you know, X of these, some of these. Then you have these progressive waves or swarms, and then you'll have typically you'll have like a boss, basically a boss bug, and then you defeat that boss bug, and then you have to like hoof it to the drop pod and get out from the drop pod. So it's actually pretty fun. I've been playing on my PC, and I've been also been playing on the Steam Deck, and yeah, just been dabbling with 1.6 Stardew Valley. That's been a blast. I've been playing the new farm. I think it's the Meadowlands farm. That's been kind of fun. It's so much a better game now from 1.6 because it is purely quality of life stuff. It is like, it is them adding so much of what we asked for, and also added like an 8-player mode to the game. I haven't done the 8-player yet. It's been kind of hard finding people. I've been reached out to the guildies, and maybe we can try to like, once schedules like open up, then we could probably try it. I'm not expecting we're gonna do a full 8, but as long as we could do more than 4, maybe like 5 or 6, that'd be great. Also, what else have I been playing? Oh, I played Open Roads. That dropped on Game Pass. It's a short one. I liked it a lot. The story-wise, it hasn't been getting a lot of the love because of story and the things that you do in the story. But I do like the narrative base. It's been me and Takao have came through and they watched me play it. We had a good time playing it. It told a pretty interesting story in its own interesting way. It's kind of like one of those like walking sim type, like walking simulator type narrative based thingies where you like peruse and you pick up items and then you kind of have conversations with your mom, and it's a bit of a road trip element. It's a good time. It's a good time. I enjoyed it. I'm gonna go ahead and put it on my game of the year. Year list on the back of how trippy it was, and it was like only like 3 hours. It was only like roughly 3 hours long, so it was quick.
Give it a try.
Yeah, I'd say give it a shot. It's good. It's a good like. It's definitely a good weekend game. I would probably maybe felt a way if I paid money for it, but playing it on Game Pass really did feel like, yeah, I didn't lose anything in the experience.
All right, so like, now that I pulled up Game Pass and have been reminded of something,
mm-hmm.
Have you put any time into it?
Well, like Game Pass?
Diablo.
Oh, I think what stalled me was the fact that I had to download Battle Pass. And that kind of like...
BattleNet?
Yeah, BattleNet. Because I was like, I thought we were past this.
Damn. I mean, look, when Overwatch went to Steam, I was like, yep, that's it. I'm done, right? But apparently, no, I wasn't. Mm-hmm. But luckily for me, it did not take, like, it. Okay, there's been some weird quirkiness between the connection between Game Pass or the Xbox app and BattleNet to where it worked initially. But then when I went back to play it again, one app was saying it needed an update. The other one didn't. And it did not want to behave. So I had to close both of them and figure out some way to open it correctly to finally get it to recognize, okay, the game is ready to go. It is ready to play. But then like it doesn't help that the fact that I'm also playing it on my Steam Deck through Moonlight and Play Night and Sunshine and all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like there could have been an infinite amount of things that happened that caused it to break. Yes. But when I realized, like, okay, I'm sitting at my computer and it is still not playing without all the other bullshit, something is wrong between BattleNet and Xbox.
Yeah. So that kind of stalled me out a bit, like, because I was really like, all right, cool, I'm gonna at least install it, and then I went to install it and they were like, you know what, go ahead and run that BattleNet, and I'm like, you know, I think I will check it out later, and I never got back to it.
You should do it, though.
I will give it the old.
I mean, I guess it'll be there forever. It's not like it'll go away, right?
No, I don't think it'll go away. But I was just hoping that we would be at a point in the past having to use.
Well, I guess because of its online features and stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, because it's not like it's an offline game that they could easily just put on the Xbox app. I think, yeah, just with the online features, they was like, well, it's already all baked in. It would take so much re-engineering to do all of that.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Dial does make a good point with Path of Exile. There isn't the Path of Exile coming out.
I've still not played the first one.
Well, I mean, we could just go ahead and hop, skip, and jump into two.
I mean, sure, we could do that.
Yeah, we need to cleanse ourselves.
I do want to point out, though, Maniac, I did get the price for right now until April 11th. It is $449, but it retails at $499.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a really good fucking game, man.
I'll look into that. Because like I say, the Steam Deck has become like my roguelite survivor bot, like handheld. Yeah. So I have been playing like Froglite. I've been playing Vamp. Geometry.
That reminds me. I've stopped playing Froglite.
Oh, what happened?
I figured out how to reset my save on Vampire Survivors last week.
Oh,
literally like a couple of hours after we ended the call.
Oh, that took your time up.
It did. But see, you would think that, right? Mm-hmm. But that's when fucking Pulse sent me Maniac.
Ah, and then that also took your time.
Because it was like, I was fine, cool, alone, playing Horizon. On its mm-hmm. lonesome, and again, shout out to Ruin for that. Mm-hmm. But no, even when you said before, Froglite, I played for Listen. Yeah, no, I got Horizon now, whatever. So I've been stopped playing Froglite, but right. I was on Horizon. Then here comes, oh no, Diablo's coming out. So right. I played Diablo for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Then after the show last Thursday, oh, I figured out how to reset my save in Vampire Survivors. Who knew it was that simple? Mm-hmm. And that was me Thursday, like late Thursday night, Friday morning. And then here comes No Pulse. Wham! Maniac. And I when it launched, because it launched like, I think it launched last Thursday. Right. So I had seen some articles from a couple of places talking about Maniac. I guess I'll check that out. I mean, I might pick it up when I get some money or whatever. If it's on a Steam sale or something. Didn't even get a chance to put it on a wish list mm-hmm. before it just lands in my lap. Mm-hmm. So, and it's supposed to like, here, there is the rest of your time.
Yeah.
Good luck. Mm-hmm. You have two open world games and two survivors.
Yeah. Have fun. It's like, I think you're now like where you are now where I am currently, where it's like, that's great. But now I have like a deluge of games, and now I'm like, okay, cool. Because Eidolon Chronicles is coming out on the 23rd of this month, I now am going through the process of, let me go ahead and finish up my commitments and all the commitments that I have from like games that I like requested prior, or dev sent me games prior. So let me go ahead and clear the way for those, because I gotta do a video for this game called Summer House. I just streamed a game called Planet Tiles, which is really good. I have Broken Roads next week, which dev sent me a key to that. So I'm now clearing the way for games now. Because when Eidolon Chronicles comes out, I am going to be playing just that.
Yeah, I need to sit there and do something a little bit more for Horizon outside of the initial stream in which I couldn't get the buttons to work. Mm-hmm. I need to do something for Horizon. I need to do something for... I want to do something for Maniac as well. Mm-hmm. But then also I need to finish up fucking Spec Ops.
Right. So yeah, I am at what is called an impasse where I'm like, I need to either A, spin the block on games that I've been wanting to play and stream on stream, and then also like complete all my commitments, and you know, and then but then I'm also reminding myself, dog, you could just play these games on YouTube. Like, you could just play these games and upload. You mm-hmm. just record and just put them on YouTube, and you're good. And
yeah, I had time today. I just, you know what? I just really want to try to, and like, I like, and it was the game I wanted to create content for, which is Horizon. Yeah. I just want to sit on my couch and watch TV and play Horizon.
Like, I have found that a good barometer of whether a game becomes content or whether a game becomes like offline enjoyment is literally, did I pay for it? Yes. I'm just going offline. Do I want to just take the time? Do I really need to take the time of turning the lights on, turning the DSLR on, or do I just want to sit on the couch and play this game and enjoy the time, or play it on my Steam Deck, or just play it while I listen to True Crime Podcast? I, you know, more often than not, I find unless Dev has sent me key, then I'm making content for it. And then once that content has been fulfilled, then I'm going to be like, cool, I'm playing this on the Steam Deck on the couch.
Yeah, normally that's what I do. I kind of do like, all right, first launch. But because I did that for Horizon initially, yes. Like, I didn't do it for that. And also because Maniac just dropped in my lap, and I was like, you know what? Let's just play this. I've heard some good things. Let's just get it out of the way. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm sorry. I'm not sure if people heard the music in the background, but some people who've been watching my content for years may have recognized that music as the old Major's House intro before a logo existed and before I made the simple tune, which I didn't make. Somebody else did, from a very, very important video game in my life, which was also fun because I was watching Game Mess Jeopardy today, and that was one of their musical clues. Like, what game introduces this? I mean, was introduced with this music, and they played it. Do 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 do. I was like, ooh, I know, so bad.
Mm-hmm. Like, ooh, 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 ooh,
Kobe, ooh, Kobe, Kobe, Kobe. But all right, man. I don't know. What else is there to talk about? I mean, I've got this Rubik's Cube, but honestly. Oh, okay. I thought I fucked up the AI blurring in my camera, but I didn't. It was just trying to find where it needed to block again after the Rubik's Cube was there. Well, what you got going on this week?
Probably little to none. I wanted to like start, you know, the process of like getting my yard together, but because I had, you know, some, not to say some rough days, but definitely some busy days and some unexpected busy days, that kind of ate up the time. So probably what I'll do is I'll probably start like doing a little, maybe tidy up a little bit in my garage, you know, try to record some video for Broken Roads this weekend, and also WrestleMania weekend is this weekend, so Saturday and Sunday I am going to be immersed in wrestling, and hopefully seeing Cody finally finish the story. So we shall see. Also, just start like clearing up the backlog and eating up the backlog a little bit. I might just do, I want to do like a week of Sims. I want to do like a week of simulators because I noticed I have a bunch of simulator games. So I got Cooking Sim, I got House Flipper, I got Lawnmower Simulator. Somebody reminded me about, reminded me about Lawnmower Simulator because they dropped it on the Wii, but it looks like ass, not the Wii, on the Switch, but it looks like ass on the Switch. Like, it looks terrible. I mean, I know the Switch, but it looks terrible. So I probably, I might do
a Simulator. Actually, is really good.
Yeah, Lawnmower Simulator is good.
I need to get more Sims.
I did a video of that one. Because it was that situation where it was like, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to stream it, but it was like, I'll just make a video. I'll make some gameplay on it. And, you know, shout out to the dev for sending me that. So I might do like a week of Sims. I might do like, or not say, and by a week, I mean like maybe like 3 days. I'll probably do like the 3 days of Sims.
I should do a week of Sims.
Yeah, do a week of Sims.
It might be 4 days because I do this. Also, I don't know. I know I'm stepping on your bit here. I'm trying to figure out what the new streaming schedule looks like.
Yeah.
Because like I want to stream during the day, but I'm also afraid I'm going to miss news or I have something to do. I'm thinking of doing late night stuff now. Okay. But I'm not sure. I'm still kind of weighing my options here because normally after my wife goes to sleep, I come back up here and I'm like, well, fuck, I'm playing video games. I could be streaming it. Could be. It's not like it's taking away from my alone video game time because normally that's when I'm downstairs after dinner. Like, I'm just playing on my Steam Deck until bedtime for everybody else and then I come up here. I could do that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it.
I would. I'd definitely consider that. Like find the times that work for you. That's why I end up doing evenings because like mornings were just like at, you know, in the beginning of the pandemic, mornings were like, well, we ain't going out, so, and if we are going out, then I could just be like, cool, I could just do it on one of the off days. But mornings became more, you know, now outside is open. Now it's like, okay, we got to go run errands, and typically we should run errands in the morning. So typically what happened is I'll be like, oh, guys, I'm on the stream. And then my mom's like, I need to go somewhere. And I was like, oh, okay. So now evenings is so much better. But the problem is evenings are after everything. So I'm generally tired from the day.
Yeah, and that's kind of the reason why, like, me doing something at 8 is something I didn't want to do anymore outside of this. Because it's like, 8 o'clock, I'm having to like eat, rush, and spend time with family because they were either at school or at work.
Yeah.
But at least, like, hey, if I spend all the time with them and he goes to bed at 9 and she normally falls asleep like 30 minutes after him, oh, I could definitely be up here about like 10 o'clock and we can get a stoop going.
Indeed.
Shout out to Carl Weathers.
Yep.
Get a stoop going.
But
I'm sorry, I interrupted.
That was Happy Gilmore, right?
No, that was Arrested Development.
Oh, right.
It could have been Happy Gilmore, but I was pulling from Arrested Development.
Right. I've been doing like the mid-evening to like 8 to 9, and it's been okay. So by the time 9 hits and I'm at my most sleepy, then I'm like, yeah, I'm not back up. But yeah, and I've been doing it since like October.
Yeah, I've noticed a switch a while ago. Yeah.
I started around I think it was either September or October, and because like my mornings were just not happening, and I ended up having to do evenings anyway. So I was just like, well, fuck it, I'll just do evening, because I think it was like. The holidays were starting to happen. All the shit that I was dealing with the city and getting my cars right. And so like then the holidays were kicking in. So it was just like it didn't make sense for me like to be mornings, even though mornings are amazing and I love streaming in the mornings and having like being waking up and be just like wake up, take a shower, be fresh, and then just get in the stream and be like, hey, everybody, energy's good. But now it's like, y'all gonna get them low energy evening streams, but it works for me. Yeah, you know, y'all, thankfully, I have a community, because all the streamer advice is all like, dog, you can't let all the dead air, you gotta say something to keep it going. And I don't give a fuck about all that. I just say, look, y'all here to vibe with me, y'all vibing with me. I'm playing this game. It's like imagine we all sitting on the same couch playing, and y'all watching me play this game.
We're
like,
chilling, man.
We're chilling. And so once I found my lane, and my lane is good, I don't have to change that for nobody, because everybody loves me for me being in my lane. I can just sit down and eat and snack and watch in like game and react and all that. And you're gonna get these reactions, you're gonna get these jokes, but most of the time when I'm playing and like thinking of strategies, you know, it's gonna be a little dead in there. So but yeah, that's pretty much all I got going on. Not much.
So let's see a little bit about what's been going on here previously. Just getting over, not me, but my son getting over pink eye.
Oof.
Yeah. Whoa. Look, the boy's got allergies. So apparently we thought he got hit with some heavy pollen.
Mm-hmm.
It's like his eyes not getting any better. His eyes are not getting any better. Took him to urgent care Tuesday morning. Came back with a pink eye diagnosis. Like, yep, all right, I'm out, but not really, but yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
No. It's like, look, I'm going to need you. Look, I know you want to love me and you want to touch me, but no, not now.
Not now, buddy. A little bit.
He's got the medicine in his eye, so a little bit swollen from a lot of the rubbing and a lot of scratching, but he's definitely doing a lot better. He's back in school now, which is surprising. But they say once you get the medicine, it like for about in like in 2 days, it stops being infected or it stops being contagious or whatever it is. But I don't know. Outside of that, though, apparently I'm supposed to be meeting somebody who might be called a farm animal of some type tomorrow for lunch. So I'm looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly some. I'm gonna commit. I'm gonna make two videos next week. Also, some other things I'm thinking about having to make a change on that won't necessarily affect this show, but might affect something else. Because I mean, as much as it's been fun working on it, it's not doing the thing I want it to do. I know it takes time to do that, but also like it's taking a lot of energy that was there and it's not there anymore. And maybe I'll replace it with something else, because I was complaining about not doing those things. And maybe I would like to play video games more than I thought I did.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, that's going to take some conversations. Might snap the show right back to where it was before October.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. I don't think anything else is happening. There is something else happening Friday evening, but I'm going to wait on that. That's a little bit of a personal journey that I'm going on that I will share offline. Or maybe on Mastodon. Which is definitely not as personal. But yeah, right. On all that there, look, we're wrapping it up before 10 o'clock. I tried to stretch it. I just can't.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I think because of things that are going through my mind currently, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that. And I know why. I'll explain once decisions have been made. But yeah. TikTok Thursdays will always be here. Trust and believe that. If I can't see Kev next Thursday, it's going to hurt me inside.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to hurt us. Maybe you guess.
What?
I can't. I'm gonna call you up on the phone and say, Kev, where are you? Mm-hmm. Sid knows. See, I texted. I have his numbers. I texted. I was like, where are you?
Mm-hmm. It's like, my friend, where you at?
Exactly. Don't make this have to go back to the Boost Mobile days with the church. Hey, yo, Kev, where you at?
Where you at? I'm here. Where you at? Ain't gonna lie.
I listened to a lot of 2003 rap, like a lot of Luda last week.
Ain't gonna lie, I missed that.
I never had it.
I never had it,
but oh my God, I wanted it so bad.
I never had it either, but man, did I want it.
Like Boost made, like Nextel had that shit for a long time, but Boost made that shit cool.
Because it was like, where you at?
Well, I mean, no, the Nextel sound like that too.
Yeah,
because they were all Motorolas. All of them were Motorolas.
That's what we're talking about. That's what the thing for Boost was. It was
like, no, I'm saying, like all of the phones sounded like that, even the Nextel ones.
I know, Major. I'm saying. You say like Nextel had it, but Boost made it. But Boost made it awesome.
Yes.
Because of the commercial, Boost said, "Where you at?"
Also, if Nextel did it, Nextel would have been up there. Well,
yeah, it was what we were talking about earlier. Like Nextel did it first, but Boost also did it. But Boost had a jingle to it. Where Boost was like, "Where you at?"
I could have sworn Sprint Nextel owned Boost, and I think that's why that was the whole thing. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That was before my time. Before
I know that,
like when I cared but didn't have the research to back it up.
Mm-hmm. I know there's a commercial like Boost, where you at?
Yeah.
I know there is a commercial for that.
Oh, there has to be. Like, it was a rap song.
Yep.
Now I'm gonna go look.
I'm looking at it right now.
Fat Joe.
Yeah. Where you at?
I'm gonna try to listen. This is probably gonna get content ID'd somewhere.
Back in the day, Fat Joe's friend Julio.
Oh wait, this ain't it. To a show.
And the rest is history. But without Boost, he'd stay on that corner where he discovered an extraordinary ability to communicate with animals.
Okay, that ain't it. Where's the song? No. Oh, it's a Boost Mobile anthem, but it's on fucking Facebook.
Yeah. Nah, don't do it. Don't do it. But yeah, that was all that. Where you at?
Okay, wait. I might have it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. And they did it so much. Aqua Teen Hunger Force parodied it.
Yeah, this is it.
Lord, Kanye.
Back when he was.
Yeah.
Like, why did this commercial go so fucking hard, though?
Mm-hmm. Yo. And you had like Boop, you had like Kanye, Luda, the Game.
Like, yo, for real.
That was wild, man.
Let's go.
Yeah, that was good time.
Like, that commercial did not have to go so fucking hard. And it's still hard today.
You had the whole city behind.
Damn, I might listen to it again. Just offline now.
Yeah.
God, this song is so good. Can I buy that on YouTube Music? Like, just this commercial jingle?
Yeah, who could say?
Oh, boy. All right, yo. It's been real. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of Tech Talk Thursdays for April 4th. Oh, damn, I forgot my joke. Mm-hmm. Podcast not found. 404, podcast not found. Oh. Well, you found it.
It's 404 day.
It is.
International on the ground.
I did at least put it on like the go live announce, like the go live notification.
Damn, I should have played Outkast today.
But yeah, thank y'all for tuning in to this episode of Tech Talk Thursdays on April 4th, 2024. Of course, you all could have been anywhere in the world watching any streaming, or you could have been playing the game yourself, or you could have been reading the tech and streaming and gaming news yourself, but you said no. They can't be found. The whole internet is 404, except for this stream right here, twitch.tv/MajorLinux. And for that, I said thank you. And all I've got left to say to you wonderful people is I love you. And peace. How?
Conda forever.
Go home. Get out of here. It's an early day. Indeed.